brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I had told Randy Kelton that I was going to have him in for 3 hours, that I was going to do 2 hours of overdrive today, but we're just going to be able to do 2 hours because I can't turn down RT that reaches at least 5 million people in total. So that, I'm going to be on that at 3. But I'm going to invite Randy back in the next few weeks to do another 2 hours with us because this is so important. He'll be with us in here in the next segment. And he's been out of town. He lives in Austin at big seminars and teaching lawyers this information. So he's come to town just especially to talk to us. We're going to get into all things, the mortgages, the economy, the military. We're going to spend much of the first hour getting into the different frauds the mortgage companies are involved in and how this ties into the mega banks that are running it. And the whole second hour with solutions and some of your phone calls. And as I said, I'm going to check with Randy. He's been so busy here, I haven't talked to him yet. He's been here 30 minutes. About when he can come in, this, even maybe later this week for an hour or two or next week. I'm going to be out of town. But I'll be live from KSCO, there in beautiful Santa Cruz, one of our great affiliates out there in California on Monday. And then Tuesday, because I'm flying back then, Watson's filling in. But I'm going to be speaking to a crowd Sunday evening that sold out of 800. And then I haven't even really plugged, but twice, the latest event. They added another one at the Kokomo Grove there in Santa Cruz with another 800 tickets or 770 or something. Coconut Grove. What did I call it? Kokomo Grove. I just can't keep it all in my head anymore. Did I get the radio station right, KSCO? Good. I'm glad I got that right. All the time I've got just all this other stuff going on in my brain. I'm going to be talking about mortgages, the banks, martial law. I've got all this other stuff. I'm dealing with trying to get this social network launched. All that's going on during the breaks. I'm talking to people, and I get in here, and I've got to kind of reset to be focused. Point is, KSCO.com, KSCO.com. If you want to get tickets, they're about to sell out to the second showing on that Monday evening. I'll speak for 2 hours, take questions for 30 minutes. It's $10.80 for 1080 a.m. And Michael Swerling, known as MZ, the great guy, he has me on two stations there, and both of them are just blowtorches. One of them especially covers the Bay Area, not just Santa Cruz, and we've had a huge response off those great folks, and I always enjoy talking to him. So KSCO.com, if you want to get tickets, they're almost gone. And MZ was very excited in the emails he's gotten. People are coming from 3-4 states away. They're coming from Oregon. They're coming from Idaho. They're coming from Utah. They're coming from Colorado. They're coming from New Mexico. They're coming from Arizona. They're coming from all over California. And I didn't. We could have gotten a place for 2,000, and if I would have hammered it, I'm sure we could have sold out the second showing at 2,000. But, you know, I like speaking, and people say I'm best in person, but it's just so comfortable to be in my little digital nest, my little lair, and to be able to talk to millions every day and do interviews and talk to millions. It's just so much more effective. But it is great to go out and be able to speak to wonderful crowds and meet people. So I haven't done a lot of events. This kind of illustrates, though, I've had events with 1,200, 1,400 at them before. We really should do more of these. At least once a month or so I should do a speaking engagement around the country because it gets local news attention to show people how strong the Patriot Movement is. It also, we can then shoot video of the speech, put it on YouTube, and then reach millions of people digitally that way. So I'm really glad that MZ prodded me, because listeners prodded him, to come out there and speak, and I look forward to seeing him in person. He's actually come to Austin and see me, and I've had a chance to meet him and his mother, who he brought along. He was here at a seminar on vitamins and stuff. He's big into that. Great guy. So I look forward to seeing you all out there Sunday and Monday. And I'm also killing two birds with one stone while I'm out in California. I'm out there on a secret mission. And I'll just leave it at that. But that's all coming up. Randy Kelton in studio with some of the most important information ever. And even if you don't have a mortgage in foreclosure or in trouble, this affects you because the mega banks are saying they can take your house even if it's paid for and they don't have the note, they don't have the deed. And this goes to the confidence of the entire system and just how out of control and ruthless these criminals are. So, 2 hours of this information coming up straight ahead with Randy Kelton in studio. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at MyPhoneClip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit MyPhoneClip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, with us into the Overdrive fourth hour today is Randy Kelton. I remember 10 years ago researching mortgage fraud and hearing about how they were selling the mortgages over and over again at different institutions as derivatives. This all really kicked off 11 years ago with the end of Glass-Steagall that Bill Clinton honchoed through with the Republicans as well in 1999. So it allows them to go away from fractional reserve banking, where a bank can loan out $10 for every dollar it's got in holdings, to just unlimited. And they've now created 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 quadrillion dollars conservatively. That number is about a year old. So it's impossible to ever pay this back. But they hold the economy hostage, saying, give us trillions more, which they then use for bonuses. Wall Street's, you know, record profits, the bank's record profits, everybody else worldwide going into a black hole. And now it's confirmed. CNN's reported it. We played the clips. People's homes who were paid for are being taken. Multiple banks are trying to foreclose on the same house. Or Obama claimed he had this plan to let people renegotiate. They go in to renegotiate, sign papers, then they take the house. Just every form of criminality going on. So a few months ago, it's like conspiracy theorists. I saw headlines. Conspiracy theorists and patriots are filing paper terrorism and lying and saying that banks are taking homes without the deeds. This is a lie. That's just 2 months ago. Now, everywhere, AP, Reuters, headlines, Bank of America suspends all foreclosures. The other four big banks suspend as well. Government, you know, Harry Reid calls on Obama to suspend it. Mortgage fraud. BBC headline. Obama to allow banks to continue mortgage fraud. But to quantify this and to cover a wide spectrum of it is Randy Kelton, because I've been studying this for 10 years since I learned about it. I mean, people were telling me about this 10 years ago, and I've done research and don't want to give advice about mortgages because it's very complex. But over time, I've learned quite a bit. And I like Randy because he's a pro se litigant and researcher. It means he's not a lawyer, but he does advise lawyers and many others. He has his own radio show on ruleoflawradio.com. And Randy's an Austinite. I've interviewed him many years ago before, and he stood up against corrupt police, and you know, that's where he started, was in the trenches, just dealing with the Bill of Rights and common law. And this mortgage situation over the last 5 years gets brought to him so much, he's researched it, and he's researched the cases that have been won, the cases that have been lost. They've had I'd say 90%+ success rate blocking foreclosures with just simple things they do. But he will tell you there's no silver bullet. The courts are incredibly corrupt. Anybody, and I hear this all over talk radio, I hear it everywhere, and I hear it on other shows on this network, you know, is saying, and I'm not trying to attack people, maybe it's going to work. But the point is, when they say 100%, we can fix it, send us $10,000. In my opinion, don't walk, don't run, sprint away from that. Okay. I like Randy because he just goes off the facts, and he's so busy, he won't even usually even take more people to help because he's overwhelmed. That's the mark of somebody real. But regardless, I want Randy to have the floor and spend the first few segments quantifying how the mortgages work, what the mirror system is, why all this is coming to a head, the announcement that they've passed the law. CNBC on Monday said, had the headline, CNBC analyst predicts that Obama will legalize mortgage fraud. Well, they already passed the law two and a half weeks ago. Obama has pocket vetoed. He didn't get rid of it. He just set it aside till after the election. So just like Bush got caught with warrantless wiretapping on Americans and lied about it, they then had Congress pass a law retroactively making it legal. But if they do this, there's no confidence in mortgages, private property. This is so big. A lot of people are like, well, I don't have a bad mortgage. Folks, they're taking houses that are paid for. This is on mainstream news. In fact, we can search the term Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan. Both will do it. Takes house that they didn't even own. Court rules against them taking house that was paid for that they didn't have a deed to. Because the Chinese, the Europeans, individual pension funds, you're hearing are in trouble now. They've all been sold this. So, Randy, let's go over how a mortgage really works, what this does to the fundamentals of land ownership in this country. One of the things that made it so great, you could get clearer title here than anywhere else in the world. And what this means, this total shift and where you see it going. So let's go over mortgages and then just of the cornucopia, some of the biggest scams they're running.
Yes. Quickly, I'll go through how the mortgages work. The in the late 80s, early 90s, first Clinton and then Bush, under the guise of making housing available to the poor, removed two primary protections that lenders had that restricted the actions of the actions of the lenders to protect the borrowers. Instead of making houses available to the poor, what they did was went to people in good, stable loans, building equity in their houses, and convinced them to do the one thing that had always been taboo, to speculate with your home. Oh, yeah, look at this. The market is going straight up. You sell this crummy old house you're in, buy this real expensive one you can't afford. Don't worry about it. A couple of years, price will go up. You'll be inverted. You can get a new loan on it. You'll have so much equity in it, you'll owe almost nothing. People bought this story. They thought that the mortgage industry was increasing, that the demand for property was increasing. It wasn't an increase in demand. It talked all these people again to getting out of the houses they were in and moving into another one. So it was a movement. And the movement created a bubble. They knew full well it was creating a bubble. At about the same time, somebody come up with this great idea. We have all of these investment funds, primarily your retirement and my retirement. All of this money building up in these long-term funds that need a place to invest. And they come up with a great idea how to strip all of it. First, we strip the equity from the property owner by getting him to sell his property and commit his equity to a new purchase that the lender intends they cannot pay. And then we sell this as a security into an investment pool and get the borrower's employers to invest their retirement fund in the investment pool. And in the end game, we'll steal it all. And that's exactly what they're doing.
And we saw them in those seven, the very financial publications that have promoted this fraud, we saw them start to bash the housing system and purposefully cause the bubble to pop. Then we saw in October of 08, Paulson and others, the head of the Treasury, the head of the Federal Reserve, come out and badmouth and say we're going into a depression to further destroy confidence because there was so much irrational exuberance that they'd injected into us that people weren't popping the bubble. And so they came in and popped it themselves.
Precisely. And there was one other thing that occurred that allowed this to happen. In 1907, there was a major stock market crash. This crash was caused because people were allowed to invest in a stock without owning it. They could go into what they called a bucket shop. You can look on the Internet and do a search for financial weapons of mass destruction.
It's kind of like naked shorting.
Yeah, in 60 Minutes did a little section on this. After the crash of 1907, the legislature said, no more of that, it's felony to do it. Last thing the legislature did in the year 2000 was remove that restriction. Then the banksters could start selling derivatives again. This is absolutely unregulated speculation. So a lender goes to you and induces you into a loan that you cannot pay. And it is his intent that you cannot pay it. Most people, when they hear that, they think of a mortgage company like we think of It's a Wonderful Life, where a bank gathers funds from the neighborhood, loans out those funds, collects them back over time at a profit. After these changes in the late 90s, that's not what happened anymore. Now there was an opportunity for a lender, for someone to go into business as a mortgage company. Go to a large lender, Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, get a large loan, convert that loan into 20, 30-year mortgages. Problem they had is they had to pay that loan back within 6 to 9 months. So they never had any intention of keeping the loan. They go to the seller, extract a loan from their credit line, give the seller a promissory note with instant value, present value. Check. They, in return for the title, they take the title, they trade it to the buyer for a promissory note with no present value, but with increased future value. Well, they need present value. Pay back the bank. So they take that and sell it to an investment pool. Special purpose vehicle. A special purpose vehicle created for the purpose of gathering together a bunch of loans into a single pool, and then they file it with the IRS as a real estate mortgage investment conduit.
And they filed it as derivatives with no deed.
Yeah, well, they get it there. And the problem with it, that would have been bad enough, but they didn't just sell it to a special purpose vehicle. They sold it to lots of special purpose vehicles, selling the same note 20 to 30 times. It was just an unregulated glut on the market.
And that's what the media is just now getting around to admitting. That's why you'll have 2, 3, 4, 5 banks trying to foreclose on the same apartment house or the same home or the same golf course, because there's an even bigger swindle. They didn't just AAA rate bad mortgages to people that couldn't pay it back. That was just the vector point where the epicenter. The real fraud is they've sold these over and over again in literal counterfeiting.
Exactly. Most people think that the banks defrauded them. What they did to you is chump change. The one they're really after is the backside investor. That's the one they really defrauded, and they created your note as a vehicle to perpetrate the further fraud. And in the process of doing it, the more expensive they could create, more expensive a loan product they could create, the more profit they made immediately when they sold it to the investor.
Because all these different investment vehicles, as they pass it on the line, they're getting fees.
Yes. And they do more than that. They gather these together, and they monitor the income streams. What they guarantee to the investor is an income stream. So if one's producing well, then other one's not, they do credit default swaps.
All right. Well, stay there. Let's continue. And they have fake insurance put on it, and that's something else they sell. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Seven-year-old father, grandfather, Vietnam veteran, crusader against corrupt courts, really researching the mortgage situation. So, Randy, they've sold all these derivatives now, China, the EU, pension funds, and they told us back in October of 2 years ago, they said, oh, we're going to need these billions, these trillions to unfreeze mortgages. But the day after October 4th, Paulson said, we're going to spend it on something else. We're not going to tell you. Then they didn't even fix the derivatives problem. They took it as bonuses. And now here we are 2 years later. Let's go over what's happening in courts, why they're stopping many of the foreclosures now, while they're trying to get Obama to sign a law to legalize all this, because I know most of the frauds at the institutional level and pension level, but individually, the 100,000 homes in foreclosure a month, according to the federal government, at record levels. What is, you know, in the gamut, what are some of the most common frauds the banks are engaged in?
One of the first things they do is they convince the loan broker, the person who brings the customer to the lender, they convince him to breach his fiduciary duty to the borrower by lying to him and telling him that the property is worth a whole lot more than it is. And you tend to believe that because the appraiser will appraise it for a whole lot more than it's worth.
So there's systemic fraud.
Yeah, and the appraiser will appraise it for a whole lot more than it's worth because only the banks can hire appraisers by the bank's rules. This way they get to increase the initial amount of the value of the property. They get to increase the initial amount of the loan. And they collect fees at closing. If anybody has a loan here, you look at your HUD-1 settlement statement and list all the fees they charged you. Good portion of those are forbidden to be charged to you. They charge those to you, then take those fees, give them to the broker under the table. The broker who brings you a loan is only allowed to receive 1% of the principal of the note as a commission. That's so that everywhere the broker looks, everybody's going to pay him the same. However, the lenders are sliding the money under the table to get them to lie to the borrower and bring him a more expensive loan product. When they do that, then the lender can take the loan. As soon as you sign it, he's going to take it and sell it. He will receive consideration from the investor, but he keeps the lien. He'll sell the note. The note is like a check. You write a check, that's a security instrument. You write a note, that's a security instrument that doesn't get collected all in one moment. It gets collected monthly over a period of years. Essentially, it's the same thing. So he takes that check and he sells it to the investor, but he doesn't give him the lien document, the document that is there to protect him in case you don't pay. And it took a long time to figure that out because the Supreme Court of Kansas addressed this issue, and they said, well, you can separate these two. It's legal. But if you do that, then you've created a fatal flaw in that the guy who purchased the security instrument, he has a claim against the property. But no, I'm sorry, he has a claim against the signator on the note, the guy who signed it, but no claim against the property. The lender holding the lien, he has a claim against the property, but he received consideration. He can't be harmed. So the lien's void.
So that's how you have multiple banks coming after the same property.
Oh, they'll get no. What the lender then did, the special purpose vehicle that purchased the note, he combined it into a whole bunch of different pools. Instead of one real estate mortgage investment conduit, he combined it into a whole bunch of them and sold them over and over again. So he got multiple consideration for the note. What we're saying is even if you didn't pay the note, and even if the payment is owed, the question becomes, who's it owed to? Who actually owns it?
So that's how they're taking houses that are completely paid for, because it doesn't matter, because somebody else can claim they have some type of ownership to it.
Exactly. We have a guy in California that Bank of America came and took his house. 2 months later, Chase came and tried to take his house. They all think they own it. They've sold it to everybody. But the question I had was, why would the lender keep the lien, if it causes much of a problem? He kept it because he'll hold it for 3 years, file a trustee IRS Form 1099-A, write it all off his capital gains tax as abandoned funds. He gets consideration a second time. And then once he sells the note to the investor, he becomes the servicer of the note. If you pay the note on time, he gets 3% of the payment. Pay it late, he gets an extra 5%. It is in his best interest to create a loan the borrower has to struggle to pay and regularly pays late. And if you default, he'll make about $50,000 on the default. Actually, they make more than that. It's too complex here to explain that one.
And they had to know it was going to destroy the economy when this went belly up. But don't worry, they've got the next answer. Give the bankers global government power. Have global VAT taxes, carbon taxes to create the new global bubble. We'll be back. Long 18-minute segment coming up. I'm Alex Jones with Randy Kelton.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's 1:33 Central Standard Time. We're going to be going into overdrive the full fourth hour at InfoWars.com and carried by all of our wonderful affiliates. Randy Kelton, pro se litigant and researcher, is here with us. So we're going through what these derivatives are, how this is working. We were talking during the break, clearly engineered by design. Then we're not going to just look at the fraud, at the home buyer level and what this is going to do to society, but also the international fraud, the real fraud, what dwarfs the original genesis of all of this. But continue walking through this, and then let's get into how the banks are losing in court now and what it's going to do if the government comes out and says, look, banks can take any houses they want. It doesn't matter if it's all illegal. We've got to let them do this. Too big to fail.
Yes. I hear that might happen, but somehow I think it won't. I think it's worse than than I would imagine. I tend not to like conspiracy theories. I don't want it to be that way. But this one was forced down my throat. All of these things are too well engineered to have happened by mistake. They just all fit together. The biggest problem I'll get to in a moment. The lender, he's the sharp point of the spear. He's the one that convinced the individual to go into a loan product he could not afford, and he did it because he profited at every turn. He profited when he sold the note. He profited when he filed the 1099A. He profited when you paid late. He profited when you default. And all of that was chump change. The real profit he got, the credit default swaps, are essentially a form of insurance. If you look at your HUD-1 settlement statement, you'll see mortgage MPI, mortgage insurance protection. If you default on the note, insurance company will pay him 80% of the principal based on that insurance premium. What you don't know is on the derivatives market, you'll get another 8 to 10 of those. Anybody who thinks your lender is going to give you a modification, you are dreaming.
That's coming out in the news now, that they do these bait and switches. Oh, there's a federal program, and people are going in to modify, and then they're baiting and switching and then grabbing the house right there.
Yes, I have a quick story. A friend of mine happened to, and I've read exactly the same story three times. We're going to modify. I said, they're not going to modify, Ken. Oh, yeah, they're going to modify. Sue them, Ken. No, they're going to modify. They're going to help me. No, they're going to screw you. So he's going to modify. They tell him there's two documents that we need, but we don't know what they are. He spent 6 weeks trying to find out what they were. On a Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock, they called him and told him, you didn't get us those two documents, so we denied your modification. They sold his house within minutes. I've read this in three separate lawsuits. They set you up. Once you go in, try to go into modification, they tell you you don't qualify unless you're at least two payments behind. You're in modification, and you get this notice of acceleration of the note. And you say, wait, what is this? Oh, don't worry about that.
They induce you to give them the two payments behind to trigger the foreclosure.
Exactly. And then they run the foreclosure while they're doing the pre-10 modification.
Well, that's like CPS in every state in the union. They also do this overseas. It's the same, you know, unified continuity of agenda. They say, just sign these forms and agree to go to counseling and you'll get your baby back. And while they've got their own hired psychiatrist lying about you who work for them, they are already going to the court behind your back to terminate permanently parental rights. So they put you into a process to get you to sign more forms. And the whole thing is to create false hope. And it's sold to the public as a way to help your mortgage. And the whole thing is to induce more fraud.
Yeah. And even if you do get a modification, the modifications they give are designed to fail. The modification is supposed to give you a lower payment for a period of time and then go back to the original.
And the modifications have accelerated foreclosure.
Yeah. And what actually happens is it's a lower payment for a period of time, and then it shoots way up to where it's impossible to pay. After modification, miss one payment, your history. They can foreclose immediately, and they set you up for that. Think about it. They're going to make 8 to 10 times the amount of the principal on your note if they foreclose. That's all they care about, and they will force you into foreclosure. What we did is worked on remedy. This is all we do is remedy. It's not polite to tell somebody you have a big problem unless you show them how to fix it. And we worked on a remedy because it became so clear if we don't do something.
Yeah, let's talk about the remedies you've done that are working well. Let's talk about the other cases that are being won against these crooks that are bringing them to their knees, you know, why they're freezing the foreclosures.
Just got a call from one of our people today. The attorney called him, let's make a deal. The heat is on the lender. We've been saying for a long time, when the legislature allotted $200 million to the feds to investigate financial crime, I told my co-host then, watch, June or July, they'll start indicting. September, October, they'll start prosecuting. So they can say to the voter, oh, look at us. Oh, yeah, we voted for that bailout, but we got tricked into it.
But they're burning some low-level people.
Yeah. And we're helping you. And they needed a scapegoat. And they have thrown the lender to the wolves. Frankly, they've done it much worse than I expected, and that scares me. Because there's something more sinister underneath all of this. Because of the way the note has been sold around to different places, who owns the note? That is an incredibly major problem. This country became a mecca for foreign investment because in this country, If you purchase a piece of property, you can trace the ownership of that property back to the original land grant. That gave foreign countries confidence that they could invest and not have their investment taken away from them. Now, with what's happening, no one knows who owns what. This will create a problem that will haunt this country for generations and plunge us into the worst depression that we've ever seen, and I suspect worse than we even imagined.
What they're doing is they are clouding property rights and property deeds in this country to have government, as they're now announcing, come in and change fundamental property law in this nation in the name of fixing it.
Yes, they're going to bring us to third world status. They will plunge us into a depression that we have no way to get out of.
And China today said they're mad about this, and the New York Times is reporting they're freezing all rare earth mineral shipments to the United States.
I'm not surprised. China really got hoodwinked on this one. And a lot of the pressure that's on Bank of America is because China's suing them in The Hague for selling them the same notes 20 and 30 times over.
Okay, so let's get into, before we cover all that, because there's so much to get into here, because there's what's happening locally, and then there's the big international scheme. But go over the successes you and many others and lawyers are having in court by going in and showing the corruption, the fraud of the lenders, of the brokers, and others, and the fact that when you just sue them or kick it into criminal, that immediately checkmates them.
Yes, and that's why I say there's no magic here. There's no magic bullet. The courts are absolutely corrupt. If you go into court, you can expect the court to rule against you out of hand at every turn. Just expect that. If you hire an attorney, he'll take your money and he'll screw you royal. You get screwed even worse with the attorney because he's your attorney and he speaks for you, so you have no objection. If you go in pro se, the courts are going to rule against you because you're pro se. However, as pro ses, we have powers and abilities beyond those of mortal attorneys. As pro ses, there are tools we have we can use, and we put together a program to take advantage of that. I suggest people go into the federal court, sue in the federal court pro se. Now, we know the court's going to rule against us, whether we have attorney or not attorney, so having one or not is not going to help us. But as pro ses, there are things we can do. The courts hate pro ses. They don't hate pro ses because pro ses write stupid pleadings. They hate pro ses because every once in a while they come across the pro se from hell, the pro se who knows the power he has. The pro se can go after the judge and go after the other attorneys with relative impunity. And there's only one way the judge has of influencing anyone in the case. He has to influence the attorney on the other side to your benefit to get you off of his case. But in order to get there, we have to give tools to the judge that he can use. Frankly, we seem to be getting far better opinions from the judges than I had expected.
Okay, but let's just quantify this before we get into some of the things you're doing. Some of the cases that are being won, the successes you're having in blocking them. But, I mean, there's been a lot of these big cases where the banks are losing.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. The judges, I've always said it's not about law, it's about politics.
Sure, but I mean, what specifically is successful in court so far against them?
Who holds the note? First, whoever's doing the foreclosure, who are you? How do you have agency to represent the principal? And if you do have agency, even if you can prove it, most of these attorneys who are doing foreclosures don't have a contract with the principal. They just find out which loans are in foreclosure, and they just pick them up and run with them.
So they don't have real standing.
Have no standing at all. And the trick of agency. Agency cannot be proven out of the mouth of the agent. It must be proven out of the mouth of the principal. So who the heck is the principal? For the most part, the one doing the foreclosure has no clue.
And that's why the banks admit they've frozen the foreclosures. Most of the big ones have, Bank of America and the other four big ones, is because they're trying to find out who is the principal, who has standing in court.
Yes, and their problem is there's no way to do that. It's lost. 40% of all of the notes have been destroyed.
So the solution is Congress passes a law, Obama hasn't signed it yet, saying Mega banks can take anything they want. They are now godlike. And but then politically, to try that, that's going to cause a revolution, even with brain-dead fluoride heads. Hence Time Magazine headline, prospect for civil war in U.S. doesn't seem that far-fetched.
Exactly. In looking at this, there may be another agenda. It may be that we're simply pawns, and to them we're not that important. I don't see that they have that the real money people, the Bilderbergs and the other ones behind all of these, they don't care if they sacrifice the lender. And right now, the one thing they could do to stabilize this country and still keep their money is forbid the payment of the credit default swaps, the derivatives. If the insurer can no longer pay the derivative, then the bank doesn't have that motivation to foreclose. Now it has to foreclose based on the property itself.
Now, that's why the banks haven't cared about depressing the economy by all of this and destroying their original investment, because they're getting paid through the derivative.
They're getting paid through the nose, big time. We stop that, we stop a lot of their incentive. But what we're looking at is the first thing, we create remedy. And we're stopping them. We've stopped over 200 so far. It takes a couple of years to get through a suit, so we've only been doing it since last November. So we haven't had any go all the way through yet. But almost everyone is still in their house. And the only ones that aren't are the ones that were so close to
And we're going to talk about what you've done with over 200 cases specifically, with much better results than almost everybody else out there. But let's go to the people that did start this 2 years ago. We're now seeing success, success, success by pro ses, by lawyers, by law firms. And you talk about being, you know, a plagiarist. Well, it's not plagiarism in law. It's called precedent. So they're going in and saying, show us the note. What else are they doing?
Yes, and I say I'm a plagiarist, and that's because I'm not going out and trying to find something new, some magic trick that we can pull. I'm just looking at what people have been winning. We had two recent decisions in San Diego, California, where the guy filed bankruptcy and claimed that the lender had an unsecured note. And he said, oh, no, I've got a secured note. And he said, well, show it to me. Prove that you have, that you're the holder of this note. And they made no attempt to, because couldn't. They knew they couldn't. The real question, the only question, who is the true holder of the note? The holder of the note can only be the holder of the note if somebody who held it legally put it in his hand. And that person must have got it from somebody who held it legally all the way back to the original lender. And because of the glut on Wall Street, the glut of profit-taking, that it was too much trouble to keep track of all of these notes. When you put 10,000 notes in one pool, and then you sell that pool to different investors, and then you swap part of the pool to another pool, another one back, the law says that the sale of a security instrument based on real property must be filed with the county recorder's office. It must be a public sale. So even if he comes to the court and says, well, I've got this note and I'm the holder of it, we go look in the county recorder's office and say, well, I don't see your name in there. So either you hold this note illegally, that you don't hold it at all, or if you do hold it, then you hold it in consequence of a ongoing criminal conspiracy to trade in illegal securities. You come to the court with dirty hands, and the court has no authority to let you profit from this illegal scheme. So either way they go, they got a problem.
Well, studying property law a little bit myself, correct me if I'm wrong, but let's say properties change hands three or four times, say a piece of ranch property, but you go back to the original contract. If there was any fraud in that contract or fraud in the way the payments were done, everything is null and void, and it reverts back to whatever happened before that contract.
That's exactly where we're trying to take it, precisely. What we do is demonstrate the fraud. And in one of my seminars, an attorney came to me, and she said, when I listened to you, it sounded like you were sitting in the courtroom listening to the judge chew me out, because I could only claim that they didn't have standing. You didn't bring me anything specific to this note. What we do is look at the numbers. Look at the numbers they charge, the amounts they charge you at closing. When you sat down to closing, do you remember the lender bringing in documentation to prove that all the fees he charged you were authorized by law, were necessary, the amounts charged were reasonable, and that he didn't take an undisclosed markup on those fees?
Because if they did that, it breaks the law, and now the whole thing's null and void.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. That what we do in developing the fraud, the first thing we want to do is look at the note and your HUD-1 settlement, I'm sorry, your truth in lending statement. Truth in lending statement has the amount you actually pay on it. The note has what you agreed to pay. So one of the first ones I looked at, $159,000 note, 6%. Truth in lending statement called $113,900 at 6.5%. Well, I asked Steve about that. He said, well, I saw that, but I read all these documents. My brain was dead. It looked like it would balance out. In fact, if Steve had paid what the truth in lending statement called for over the life of the note, he would overpay the note $44,000. We ran a calculation. When I first ran it, I looked at it and thought, that can't be right. I reran it. $47 overpayment every month. He would have overpaid $44,000 on a $115,000 note.
So it's just not just the fraud of the interest. It's the fraud compounded through all the extra fees they add on that is patently illegal. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
The globalists know this is all very complex, but it goes back to basic common law, property law in this country and worldwide. We haven't even gotten into the people that were sold the derivatives. That's the real, you know, $1,500 trillion. And so people having their houses stolen, that's just the bottom feeders. that are involved in that. This scam transcends that. That's like with fractional reserve banking. You deposit your $100, they can now loan out 1,000 fiat. Well, this is, you know, they sell a $100,000 house and they leverage it out to hundreds of millions. Randy, this is a short segment, but continuing, they're in deep trouble to start freezing the mortgages en masse. They know that, and they're trying to figure out, you know, some type of political remedy for this. But continuing with some of the other victories that are being had against these criminals, continue.
Okay, what we do is we create a tool you can go into court with, a tool that's very specific to your loan that sorts out the fraud in your note. And we're getting a lot of experience. We've got a couple hundred out there. We're getting a lot of responses from the court. And frankly, the responses from the court are surprising me. Initially, the courts will just blow us off. For pro ses, they pay no attention. They just deny it out of hand. They're not doing that anymore. Whenever we get a denial, we tend to get a 4 or 5 page brief telling us precisely why they denied it, what exactly you have to give us so we can give you the ruling we want. The indication is that the politicians are turning against the lenders in order to try to buy favor with you and I. They're going into this election at it with a 11% approval rating. Every member of the House is up for re-election, and they can hear the toilet flushing. So the courts are asking us to give them things they can use, and that's exactly what we're doing. Generally, if you have a $300,000 note, I can generally find between $1 and $1.2 million in fraud claim against the lender. In the process of trying the case, the other side will whittle that number down, but we don't care because we know and they know. On the front end, if they ask where we got that number, we can take them to that number to the penny, show them exactly how we got that by law. And in the end, there's only one number the lender's going to remember. I'm sorry. There's only one number the jury's going to remember. And that's the number we walked in the door with.
So to be clear, the best defense is a good offense. I mean, you stall their foreclosures. You show all the procedural error and fraud. But you also countersue on their issues of fraud to basically create a new case. And now you can depose them. Now you can force them to bring in lawyers. Now they're not just engaged in a predator action against you. Now you're fighting back.
Exactly. And we're going to go after the attorney firm, and we're going to want him to tell us who the principal is, because we want that principal deposed, and then we're going to be taking criminal charges against him to the grand jury. We'll get their attention. But first, we'll take it to the district attorney. He'll refuse to act. At least we hope he does. And then we'll take it to the highest judge we can find, and he'll refuse to act. At least we hope he does. And then we'll go to the grand jury with criminal charges against the judge, accusing the judge of shielding the prosecutor from prosecution because the judge shielded his buddy lender from prosecution.
And by the way, this is all blustering fraud. It's like when you try to go file a complaint on a police officer, they'll tell you, get out of here, we won't let you. By law, they have to take it. So,
exactly. What we do is we turn their procedures on their head. There are procedures in place to get you to help the police detect crime. They want you to come in and report crime. If you report crime, they'll protect you. Problem is, we start reporting crime against them, then you get these policemen doing this little chicken dance because they don't know what to do. And everybody that says anything to us that is the least bit threatening, we file against them immediately.
Back in 70 seconds with Randy Kelton, the fourth hour in overdrive, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.